forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. We'll worship forever. We'll worship forever. We'll worship forever, Lord. We'll worship forever. We'll worship forever. We'll worship forever, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. We give glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. We'll worship forever. We'll worship forever. We'll worship forever, Lord. I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. We'll worship forever. We'll worship forever. We'll worship forever, Lord. I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. We give glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. 'Cause I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever more. Lord, you reign. Lord, you reign forever. Lord, you reign. Lord, you reign. Lord, you reign forever. I love you as you reign. I love you as you reign. Lord, you reign. Lord, you reign. Lord, you reign forever. I worship as you reign. I worship as you reign. Lord, you reign. Lord, you reign forever. I worship as you reign. I love you as you reign. Lord, you reign. Lord, you reign forever. Give you glory as you reign. Give you honor as you reign. Power as you reign. Dominion as you reign. Lord, you reign. Lord, you reign forever. I worship as you reign. I worship as you reign. Lord, you reign. Lord, you reign forever. Worship as you reign. Give you honor as you reign. Give you power as you reign. Dominion as you reign. I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. Honor as you reign. Glory as you reign. Worship as you reign. 'Cause you reign forever. We'll worship forever. We'll worship forever. We'll worship forever, Lord. We love you forever. We love you forever. We love you forever, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. We give glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. We give glory to God. Glory to this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the host. Host, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning, Psalmist Kaylin. Yes, I am. And thank you so much for bringing us in this morning with your worship. Glory to God. And we love our Lord. And we thank you and we love you. Have a blessed day. Well, good morning. Good morning, my Master's Call family. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa. And on behalf of Dr. Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Pakola-Roberts, we greet you. And Minister Darrell, thank you so much for the tag, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," and for fortifying us with scripture verses this morning. May God continue to bless you as well. Well, this call was founded, October 25th. We're going to celebrate our 12th year in just a few days. It was founded by Dr. Pakola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and we stand on a scripture verse which reads in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website where you can find all the messages from the very beginning of this call to actually on yesterday, and then today's message will be there as well. And you will find the full bio of all of our speakers there. And that website is themasterscall.net. Again, themasterscall.net. Now, every year, the Holy Spirit puts on Dr. Vanessa's heart a theme for us. And for this year, our theme is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as Minister Darrell did as a greeter, or as a psalmist, as Psalmist Kaylin did, or as a host, which I am doing, or perhaps God has given you a word that you want to share, well, you know what? This is the place to do all of that. Or maybe God has given you a prayer request, a praise report that you want to share. We rejoice with you in that. Or a praise report or a prayer request. Know that we are here for you. We are praying for you 24/7, and we are praising God right along with you. And we look forward to welcoming you to this Master Call leadership team. Well, to do that, you go to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa will be in contact with you. Now, the company that brought us all together was once Artist International and is now called Artist Life, and it was founded by the Diaz de Leon family. And to find out more about the company, you can get with the person who told you about this call, and they would be more than happy to share that information with you. The morning motivational call is held immediately following this call every Monday through Friday, and that is led by a group of dynamic leaders who will give you more information about the artist products. And today is Awareness Wednesday, and President Candy Mosley will be the host of that call. And the number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617#. Again, 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617#. And to avoid any charges, if your carrier does not allow you to access the call without having to pay, there's a bypass number, and that number is 716-293-9707. And as I said, Diamond President Victoria Flanagan is the host and the speaker on breast cancer. Now, today is the third day of our fast, and we would love to have you join us on this 10-day Daniel fast. And to do so, to find out more information about it, go to our website and you will find the prayer directives there. And you can also reach out to Dr. Pecola Roberts and she will give you the information that you need. Now I am going to pray and then I'm going to have Minister Brenda come on because we are celebrating our anniversary and we are doing Moments in Glory. And she is going to give you that moment in glory when she comes on after I pray and after I introduce our speaker. And so I want to tell you some things about our speaker. And she is absolutely no stranger to the Master's Call. She is one of our co-founders, and she is Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She had a 12-year career as an industrial engineer, and she accepted her call into the ministry in 1995. She's the founder of Gathering of the Eagles and has a worship, a ministry that goes on every Tuesday evening. And we invite you to join her on that. And she also serves as the assistant minister at Mount Corinth Baptist Church. So I'm going to pray right now. And then I'm going to, as I said, bring on the moment in glory. And then you will hear from Dr. Vanessa. Father God, we come to you right now, honoring you, glorying you, worshiping you, giving you all praise, Lord, because it belongs to you. Glory to God, as was saying earlier in our call. And God, we know that you are our shepherd, and we want for absolutely nothing. And it's all because of you. Father, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. Father, we thank you for our speaker, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we thank you for this series that you have downloaded on her, Dare to Dream, for it determines our destiny, God. And Father, we just ask, God, that you continue to pour into her as she pours out to us so that we will achieve the dream that you have given us, set forth in the perfect plan that you have for our lives, according to Jeremiah 29:11. Oh, bless her entire family. Continue to be that lamp unto her feet and a light unto her path. Father, we love her, we love you, and we thank you so much for her in the name of Jesus. So I'm going to get out of the way before the woman who is victorious, anointing, nurturing, empathetic, spirit-filled, steadfast, and amazing comes to speak to us. And now, Minister Brenda, before our anointed speaker, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Praise God. Praise God. Good morning. Good morning. My moments in glory with the Master's Call. First, reflecting back, oh my goodness, what a wonderful time to be a part of the Master's Call. Always look forward to meeting everybody at the artist conferences and extravaganzas. And we would eat together, laugh and talk and to late at night and go on special outings together, you know, like families do. Always look forward to it. It was like a family reunion. Secondly, the conference in the Bahamas. When Miles Monroe came and poured his heart out to us just 1 week before he and his wife transitioned from this earth. Definitely, that was a glorious moment. Always looked forward to our Sunday services. We do shout-outs, just like we do on the call. Hello, tell us who you are and where are you from? And I tell you, people would look across the room and identify, oh, that's that voice I remember hearing on the call. It was such a glorious time. And not only that, God will meet us at those Sunday services with his anointing. He would always show up with his supernatural power overshadowing us. And with that, I want to give God praise and glory for allowing me to serve as prayer general for 7 years. It was an honor, and it was truly a blessing. In this 12-year celebration, I want to thank Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pecola for these wonderful, wonderful years being here, serving, and just coming together in spirit and in truth, worshiping our Lord here on the Master's Call. And I'm expecting many more years of God doing great and mighty things for the Master's Call family. Over to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Wow, wow, wow. That was absolutely awesome. That reminds me of the why we do this call each and every morning, to hear how it is a blessing. Just enhance people's life. We're here to enhance, enrich, empower believers as we begin our day. Good morning to the Master's Call family. So glad to hear and see on the board so many of you this morning. A special shout out to our co-founder, Dr. Pecola Roberts, there in Woodbridge, Virginia. Thank you, Minister Darrell, as always, for greeting and seating our family today and giving us those wonderful scriptures. As Minister Willis said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want Wednesday. Love it. Love that tag, sir. Thank you so much. And to our youngest member, our psalmist, Kaylin Lee, there in Cincinnati. Wow, she started with us in high school and just graduated with that associates the other weekend, and just seeing her life blossom. Boy, those whys just fill my heart. And to our host this morning, Minister Willa, thank you for always having that anointing and love in your heart for this call and this Master's Call family. And to each and every one of you, I tell you, I can tell a story or two as I scroll up and down this board, just humbled and honored that you have tapped into this vision. You know, Dr. Pecola and I could have started this a whole bunch of times, but if no one caught the vision and got behind the vision, it has helped us walk through the vision, it wouldn't be a vision at all. So a big thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every one of you. Humbled and honored to be a part of this call, and grateful that I had the sense, along with Dr. Pecola, that we had the discernment to say yes. And I encourage each and every one of you to never, ever, ever despise your small beginnings, because God has so much in store for each and every one of us, which leads to the continuation of this series that I started our last time together earlier this week, entitled Dare to Dream. It determines our destiny. Dare to dream. It determines our destiny. There are two main scriptures that I have been using and will use many more this morning. I love to quote Revelation 12. And that 10th through 11th verse, most of us just quote the 11th verse, the 10th verse says, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." Oh, but then verse 11, here comes the promise. "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not even their lives, even unto the death." And our other text scripture is 1 John 4:4. We love to announce to the atmosphere as we align the heavens and remind all of hell who we know we are as we're glorified in heaven. 1 John 4:4, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Dare. Oh, I want to let that marinate, saturate in your spirit. To dare to dream. It is our dreams that help determine our destiny. See, as we are in our third day of our 10-day corporate fast, let us dare to dream. And I gave the acronym when we were last together that God just gave me fresh off the Holy Ghost, fresh for dream. Developing right, righteous edification, advancing momentum. When we develop the right, Jehovah Tiskanu, the right things, it brings about, what is edification? Build up. And when we're being built up, we're advancing. And that other M God gave me was miracles. We talked about with the D and dream, dare to believe. When we dare and just step out of our comfort zone, step outside of our box that many of us have created that has kept us bound from seeing the bountiful blessings God has for us. And we'll defy all the odds because we'll have a made up mind and we'll do it anyhow. And we talked about our last time together, how do we dare to believe? Oh, you got to be determined and diligent. For some of us, we have to fail our way forward. Come on now. Get up. Dust yourself off. Scrape off that hurt. Tell that little shame, you got to get up out of here because I'm determined. Even like a child, I gave the example of no baby ever learns to walk without quite a few times falling. Because why? That determination, that diligence is in us. So why, as we get older, yeah, we got some TKOs from hell, knocked the proverbial wind out of us. But if you can look up, you can get up. That's what our dear friend Les Brown always reminds us. Go on and shoot for the stars. You may land on the moon because you dare to defy the odds and you're going to do it anyway by being disciplined daily. I said that's not a cuss word. To be disciplined daily, we talked about how you achieve your God-ordained goals was to keep the main thing. Because the enemy will always come in with distractions and detours. And every day, there will become a distraction. And usually, he uses people that we love and know and say, oh, well. And we let emotions sometimes erase the progress that God wants to lead us toward the eventual victory he has for us. Learn to ask God, is this a good idea or is it a God idea? Because good ideas aren't part of the destiny that you want to achieve. It's the God-ordained ideas. Oh, some of y'all going to really catch that. You've been hung up on a revolving pattern like a rocking chair. You're moving, but you're not going anywhere because you're dealing with a lot of good things, but they're not the God-ordained things. That's where the progress, that's where the promises come forth. We talked about when you dare, you get the 3D of defying all odds. You do what no one else around you has done. You do whatever you need to do to even see yourself do. So let me say that. Do what you have never even seen yourself do. In other words, you're getting out of that box. And thirdly, do exactly what God tells you to do, no matter what. Then you'll see that Ephesians 3:20, the exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think, because it will be according to the power of God that works in us anyhow. And that last of that 3D we talked about was do it anyhow. Decide. Be determined, then you'll be building your destiny. All this series, Dare to Dream, it determines our destiny. So today we're going to the next letter, the R in dream. The R in dream. Reach for the stars and always rise to the occasion. Reach. And sometimes that reach is hard. Feels like you've been strained and stretched, but reach for the stars and always let the boldness of the Holy Ghost inside of you rise to the occasion. Well, how do we do that, Dr. V? So glad you asked. We go rehearse the promises of God. See, this is day 3, and we're going to be having our host every day. They'll be telling us what our directives are. And on this third day, October 12th, Habakkuk 2, we all know it, that second through fourth verse. See, we're believing God for focus, strength, and endurance to complete the vision, goals, and dreams we have written down. Let me state it again. This is our objective. Those of you who are on the corporate fast, and even for those of you who aren't, let's do it today. We're going to believe God, ask him for that focus. What does focus mean? Firmly on course until successful. Keep the main thing the main thing. believing God for focus, strength. Joy of the Lord is our strength and endurance. Quitters never win. Winners never quit. We will not grow weary in well-doing. So we're believing God for focus, strength, and endurance to complete the vision, goals, and dreams that we have written down. See, Habakkuk 2 tells us, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets that he may run that readeth it. That's one good thing that the motivational industry has brought to us, that we're all about our dream boards and speaking our affirmations and seeing ourselves, the law, the secret law of attraction with the secret. See, all of that is just Romans 4:17. Call those things that be not as though they were. And that third verse says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak. Not it may speak, not well, we'll wait and see and just believe God. It shall. That's a command. It shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. See, we're in a real warfare. We have Daniel as the best example that the Lord told him he heard him the first day he prayed. But Michael, the archangel, said, man, there was so much warfare in the heavenlies. Man, if there's no other month that has warfare, it's this month. This is the month that leads towards the devil's Christmas of Halloween. And there's more activity, demonic warfare going on right now in the heavenlies. But greater is he that's in you and I than he that's in the world. If we understand how to cooperate with God and use the arsenals that we have assigned to us, then we will not grow weary in well-doing. We'll understand the bigger picture. That fourth verse says, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. So write that vision down. Quit saying, oh, I got it in my head. There's something that happens to us physiologically when we take the time to commit it to more senses and write it down so that your eyes can see it. Say it out loud so your ears can hear it. Whose voice will you best believe but your own? That's how affirmations help. But they're wrapped in an anointing where they're the word of God. With your eyes of faith, see your words hurled through heaven on an assignment, on a Holy Ghost GPS headed toward breakthroughs and the divine purposes of God. So today, this objective, this third day, we are believing God for focus, for strength, and endurance to complete the vision, the goals, and the dreams we have written down. Every day, speak out the promises of God in his word. Every day, tell the devil, remind him, Deuteronomy 28:13, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be below beneath. If they with we hearken unto the commandments of thy Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. We got to remind ourselves. When we want to feel disgusted and just depressed and dismayed, flesh, hold up, hold on, get under what the word says. The Spirit of the Lord says, I am the head and not the tail. And the word promises me that the devil is where? Under my size 9 feet. Come on now. Remind yourself, encourage yourself. Say what God says about you. We've already said Revelation 12:11. They overcame by the blood. It's going to cost you something. The blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Make sure your conversation lines up with the word. And if you don't have that good to say, practice my principle, the sum ministry, the shut up ministry, because there's power in your words. And if you can't say nothing good, don't say nothing at all. Go just mold a little Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yeah, you want to slap the taste out of their mouth, but go on and say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yeah, you hurt because they disappointed you and betrayed you, but Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. See, learn to discipline your flesh. That's what this consecration is about. Then we understand 1 John 4:4, that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So with your eyes of faith, lay your hands on your own belly and see that the angels of God, the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete is inside of you. And see with eyes of faith, all of heaven is backing you up. The devil can't hurt you or destroy you with his little fiery darts he throws at you, because you're going to lift up that shield of faith. And one of my other favorite scriptures as I close, that I always say over myself, Psalms 138, that 8th verse, in the 138th division of Psalms, that 8th verse says, the Lord will perfect. Perfect means mature. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. See, I know some days Vanessa's toe up from the flow up. Mindset all jacked up sideways. Looking at folks crazy, because I'm like, no, you didn't. So I got to bring it in and say, Lord, help a sister out. Lord, you will perfect, you will mature, you'll help discipline the things which concerneth me. Oh, we're going to continue on tomorrow, but we're talking about dare to dream, because it determines our destiny. Back to you, Minister Willa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for that rich word. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you the truth. Dare to dream, for it determines our destiny. And all the points you gave us this morning, I was sitting here taking notes. Oh, my God. And all of that is so powerful and timely. And I will call you back to give us our benediction after I pray and go over our announcements. Oh, Lord, our God, how excellent is your name. Oh, my God, this is just such a rich time, Lord, and we thank you for blessing us with the true word, Lord. Oh, God, we got fed this morning. Thank you, Lord, that you allowed Dr. Vanessa to impart to us just what you gave to her from the Holy Ghost pressed, oh, God, because you have all given us dreams, Lord. You've all given us desire. You've given us all desires, Lord, and you've also given us the word that told us to write the vision and make it plain so those who read it can run along with it, oh, God. So, Father, help us to be immediate in our obedience to that which you have given us to do. God, would you just continue to bless Dr. Vanessa. Continue to use her in a mighty way. Continue to bless Gathering of the Eagles and all that she touches. Let her prosper therein in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, as we bring our prayer requests before you, Lord, and our praise reports before you, God. We thank you, God, that you said that when the praise go up, the blessings come down. And so thank you, God, for having your blessings on Minister Sharon's mother, God, and the wonderful praise report that she received. Thank you, God, for your blessings upon Sister Elizabeth, Lord, and the difference you're making in her life, God. And we thank you, God, for how you hear all of our prayers and for being with Kevia and Kalon and, oh, God, just surrounding the Williams family with your love and with your comfort as they had to, as 1 year of Kalon's father going home to be with Joseph, going home to be with the Lord, oh, God. And, Father, I pray that he just got through in the midst of what was on his mind, got through the midterms successfully. Lord, we lift up Minister Brenda and praise you for a praise report with regard to her eye surgery. God, thank you, God. And as Pastor Candy is having her procedure done, I believe, just as we are speaking, God, praise you for the doctor's guiding the surgeon's hands. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. God, we thank you for being with Minister Sharon and Minister Cynthia, God, and Patricia and Mother Owens, God, and just everyone on the call, God. Kamalia, God, thank you for her healing. We call it done in advance in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for even touching the elections that are going on right now and being with our governmental officials, God. Father, we just hallelujah give you praise. We thank you, God, and praise you for being with Mama T's family and Father, for being with Dr. Vanessa, God, and comforting them through in this time. God, there's so much. You know all about it, though. And we lift it up to you. And we're going to call those things that be not as though they were. And we're going to walk in favor. And we're going to praise you in the midst of it. We're going to praise you beforehand. We're going to give you a pre-praise. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my family, you're going to want to go back and hear the message, the playback for this call. And that number is 712-432-1085. And the PIN code is 957-677-pound. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677-pound. Remember, today is day 3 of our fast, and we are standing on Habakkuk 2, verses 2 through 4, and we're believing God for focus. As Dr. Vanessa said, strength and endurance to complete the vision, goals, and dreams we have written down already that you downloaded on us, not something that we made up, but that we heard from you on. So you're going to want to, this is joining this fast this time, okay? And then I want to just tell you that, again, we are going into the morning motivational call where Diamond Presidents Victoria Flanagan and Reggie Flanagan are the host, and the topic is breast cancer, the signs and symptoms, who do you know? So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I want to thank our host, our greeter for greeting us this morning, Brother Daryl. I want to thank you, Psalmist Kalen, for the time of worship, and Dr. Vanessa, I'm just all jacked up right now, so you all just right along with
right.
me, okay?
That's all right.
Of course, that powerful, powerful, powerful message. Will you please come back and give us our benediction? And it says, I always say, my family, from my heart to yours, I just love me some you. Dr. Vanessa, you've got it.
Amen. Well, we absolutely love you back and appreciate all you do. Father God, we just thank you for your word, your truth. And today we choose to meditate on your word. And on this third day of this consecration, God, I'm asking you to do some special things, some in-depth things, some restorative things in these your people. I'm thanking you, God, that you're giving us the focus, the strength, and the endurance. So as we meditate on your word, as we dare to dream, so that we determine a successful destiny, that we'll keep our eyes focused on you. And with everything we do and say, everywhere we go, use us mightily. And we will celebrate who you are and thank God for whose you are in us, being your vessels yielded with a yes in our heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out. Have an absolutely awesome day. Hope to hear you in a few minutes on the Morning Motivational Call. Be blessed. Bye-bye.